WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
So imagine this. You have a talk show segment with a guest that gets interrupted by someone else. I mean, that's a new concept, right?
I guess, but you know, if it's half the women's division, that's kind of new.
That's kind of new. So you had one interruption followed by another and 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 another. Then you had the small girl get on a chair so she's taller than everyone, scream at them that she wants to be legitimate. Anyway, the news that came out of that, Alexa Bliss is in the Royal Rumble.
Hey!
And so is Lacey Evans. That was cool.
That is cool.
That's one of the highlights here on the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We're here to talk all things Monday Night Raw. But yeah, that was the thing.
I'm just going to like say this. This show left me a little confused, just because I understand today a very beautiful video package highlighting today's event. You know, holiday and honoring Dr. King and sharing all the highs and lows in his life. I mean, including his very tragic death. So WWE did a wonderful job showing a tribute and showing him in a wonderful way. So I think they went for a little bit more lighthearted show because of what today is. But at the same time, this is the Royal Rumble go home.
Go home part one.
Part one, and this left me with more questions, not in a good way, than it should have.
Here's what this show led me to understand. On the men's side, for Raw, I think there's two, maybe three legitimate contenders. Rollins, McIntyre, Ambrose. No one else really seemed focused on the match from that side.
No one even brought it up.
Well, Titus entered, and Rollins and McIntyre did, and Ambrose did, but that's about it.
You didn't have this long list. You didn't have the entire male roster vying to get in the Royal Rumble match, which you think they would. Like, I don't understand why you didn't have, like, a line of people outside Vince's office trying to get into the Royal Rumble, or trying to catch Vince in a hallway, or trying to do this, or trying to do that. Similar to what they did with the Revival. Hey, the Revival made TV. Shocker there.
In a segment with Vince McMahon, where they won a tag team title match, and they had a brilliant idea of having a special referee, which ended up being Curt Hawkins, and Hawkins stopped them from doing all their shenanigans, including feeling the robes, holding the tights, etc., and cost them their rematch against Gable and Rude, and then we had an Edgeheads reunion.
Which sort of made up. Which, by the way, is it really sad that I couldn't remember Gable and Rude were the tag team champions?
No, that's the state of the division. Okay, so on that note, it was... Okay, on the men's side, you really didn't have anyone really, other than Rollins and McIntyre, claim they want the Rumble. And you had Ambrose do a little promo, but that's about it. But the women, as we were talking about it, so the show is like, okay, all the women want to win. They all want it. Lacey Evans wants it. Alexa wants it. Mickey, who had a memorable WrestleMania moment that she mentioned, but you can't really mention.
We don't talk about that.
Nia and Ember.
In-play company.
Ember and Nia, they all wanted to be in the Rumble, and they want to win. So that was good. They did it good with the women.
Mm-hmm.
Men was a little bit lacking in terms of that.
The women's felt important. The women are all vying to get in that match because they all want the shot at Ronda or at
Asuka.
So it's like they all want to get in that match. They all want the title match at WrestleMania. Everybody wants that. So the women are really vying for it. The men, it really feels like an afterthought. I don't know why, it didn't feel important on the show. It didn't feel urgent that, hey, I want in this match. It's like you could have thrown everybody you possibly wanted to on this show to be like, I want in the Rumble match. No, I want in the Rumble match. I want in. You know, down on the line, you know, to get more people on TV, to get them interested, you know, get people interested in the men's match. It feels like an afterthought. That's exactly what it feels like. It's like, oh yeah, hey, by the way, there's a men's match too. Lol. That's like, you know, when you don't even have your male wrestlers acting like they're really interested in it, it's like, yeah, Dean entered, Seth entered, Drew entered, Titus entered, but that was like pretty much it.
Like, they've announced over the past few weeks, Suzanne, like, you had Lashley and Apollo, Lashley doing a celebration for his IC title win, and he was posing a lot. You had Apollo posing with him. They had a match. You had Elias kind of talked about it, but then he got interrupted by Baron Corbin, and boy, I really need to see Baron Corbin and Elias continue to feud and see those matches, because they're dreadful, which Corbin got the win. So there's that. It just sort of went... All right.
Is Corbin still, like, quasi in charge?
No, he just thinks he is.
Okay. All right. We did have an EC3 sighting.
But he's with Dana Brooke. But he doesn't talk. Like, he wants to talk, but they don't let him talk. So that, I think they're doing EC3 well, because when he came into Impact, it was a slow build. This is working. You're getting EC3 on TV, and it's like...
You're getting teases of Ethan. It's like, when he'll get around to it when he can be bothered to do it, but he's the 1%, and he can't be bothered right now. He has more important things to do.
He's getting ready, which is fine. I like how they're doing EC3, because until you have a direction, don't put him out there. You know he can work. You don't need to see him doing squash matches. If you get a direction, you send him on that direction, whether it's at Lashley, whether it's at someone else, you wait for the direction.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily need the same introduction to the audience that some of the others do, because his character is more well-known. So it's kind of like, yeah, you sort of hold him back, give people little teases of him to remind you that he's there. But, you know, when they're ready for him, they'll put him in a match and they'll put him in a feud once they decide what brand he's going to go on. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they kind of sort of start to slowly build him heading into WrestleMania, and maybe he's in a low-level match at WrestleMania, and then when you bring him out of Mania, that's when he hits the ground running with it.
We'll have to see. You put him in a multi-man intercontinental US title match, whatever show he's on. You know what I mean? That would be a nice spot. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal would be okay, unless you make him a focus of it. But there's that. You had Heavy Machinery beat up the Ascension. Just imagine that. Heavy Machinery couldn't win the tag titles in NXT, but they defeat one of the longest reigning tag team champions in NXT on a Raw debut. Imagine that.
That being said, I love Otis.
Otis is funny. Otis is great. So there's that. What I will say in terms of promotion they did well were the title matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did do a good job. We had a great opening segment.
Where Heyman sold his ass off for the match.
Yeah, he did. Heyman is still one of the best shillmen in all of sports entertainment. You had event sighting. He came out to confront Brock and Heyman.
Which, by the way, he went on to do David versus Goliath. Vince was out there just rambling. Like, I don't know where he was going some of the times, but he just was going off and rambling and crazy Vince.
I feel like there was a direction at some point. I feel like they were supposed to have a whole tie-in with that, but
and it worked out the tie. It worked out. Like,
I'm not 100% sure if Finn, like, actually saved that, or if, like, that was scripted like that. I would be very curious to know.
It was scripted, but Vince jumped the gun. Like, when Brock and Heyman were leaving, Vince like, come on back, I have an idea. And then he didn't let Finn finish the promo. And then Finn finished the promo, and then Vince gave the idea, and we got the match. By the way, whatever thing Braun had, Braun's losing. He's losing it every time he talks. He's losing it little by little.
I feel like Braun needs to take a vacation. I feel like, and I hate to have him say that because he's just come back off of one, but he was on one, but he wasn't. Like, I feel like Braun needs to go away for a couple months.
It's not even
reset
that.
Reset him.
It's not even that. Make him a mute. Because...
Make him a mute.
No.
What I would do is just, like, have him going back to... Take him back to when he was cutting more simple promos. Take him back to when essentially he was flipping cars. He was chasing people. He would have these very violent outbursts, which is not the best thing to promote. But that's what made Braun special, is there's no one else on that roster that can flip a car or a truck.
He's it. They're trying to make him a well-spoken monster, which is fine. But the verbiage sucks.
It needs to be in his voice. And that's when he did cut promos, they were very clearly in his voice, and that's what worked for him. They're trying something with him, and it's like, yeah. No, if you're going to do that, he needs a mouthpiece. I know there's one sitting on his couch right now that could probably do it, but they're not going to bring him back. 5 months and counting, y'all. 5 freaking months. Where is he? But anyway.
5 months, 8 days, 1 hour, 15 minutes, and 52 seconds.
He's not back. If he is not back on Sunday, bad things are not going to happen. I'm just going to get on the internet and scream like I always do. But
Thursday is 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. May do it on Sunday. We have to see. But yeah, it's in terms of Braun, I can see what they're trying to do with him, but it doesn't fit the character. Like, I know the person behind Braun Strowman is a very intelligent, well-spoken individual, but even if you see his Instagram, it's just like when he puts videos out there, he's very much just, hey, we're out here hanging out, we're having a good time, we're doing this, we're shooting this, whatever. Like, he's just very casual. He's just himself.
He's too intense right now, and it's ruining it. The verbiage sucks, and it's not making... He's making threats that he doesn't deliver on, and it's not working out.
Like, he's not relatable.
He's not relatable right now, and it's killing the character slowly but surely. Because, again, he hit a ceiling. He never broke through the ceiling, and that was your biggest mistake. He's slowly becoming Ryback. I hate to say it, but he is.
Yeah, kind of.
It led to Finn Balor and Braun Strowman, David versus Goliath. I thought a disqualification happens when someone, you know, would do a German suplex to somebody on the outside. Apparently not. And Brock was at ringside for the match. He hit a German suplex when he caught Finn. Apparently not a disqualification. Match continued. Finn, like, hit Brock, like, 4 times with different moves. Brock finally got in the ring, hit the F5 when Finn was going to the top rope. Caused the disqualification. So Brock was left standing. That was the longest Brock's been on TV in forever, because he was out there for the entire opening segment and the match, which went 10-something minutes. So he was out there for a good 30 minutes. So that's a lot of airtime for Brock. It just, with Brock going over on Finn, I mean, maybe Finn has a chance someday. Maybe he does. I don't know. We'll talk about that Thursday.
Yep. But
we'll give an actual reason behind it, if it happens. Then there was the women.
The women own this show. The women saved this show.
Then you had Ronda. Ronda cut a good promo backstage. I know some people thought it was a little off, but, like, Ronda's promos are very natural for her. Are they high on verbiage? Yes. But they're her words. And you can tell they're her words because she uses them all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got through her own stuff. It's like, that's what makes Ronda's promos good. They're scripted, but it's her script.
She's contributing to the writing.
Mm-hmm. And she's putting it out. Like, she's the boss and everything like that, head bitch in charge, however they're going to phrase it, was really good. They delivered it perfectly. Sasha firing back in the ring was perfect. Them having a really intense match in the main event was Natty and Ronda versus Sasha and Bayley. Really good match. It gives me high hopes for Ronda and Sasha on Sunday. It really does. Sasha handing, I guess, technically a loss onto Ronda because her team lost was good. Natty tapped out. That was perfect. It was a good ending to the show. You had them arguing back and forth and needing to be pulled apart to end Raw. It was perfect. That match they delivered on well with. The men's match, they delivered on well with. The women's rumble, they did good with. Men's rumble, a lot to be desired. You had a Lucha House Party versus Jinder and the Singh brothers in the show somewhere. No, why was it in there? Like, legitimately, why was it on the show? Other than the fill time. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. This, like I said, this show left me with just mixed emotions, because it's like the women's stuff was really, really good. It was really strong. And then the men's stuff was just very random is the best way I could put it. And it's like, this is your go home for Royal Rumble. And granted, they did hit most of the highlights pretty hard. Like, they hit Ronda and Sasha really good. Or I should say really well. They hit Brock and Finn really well. And they address some of the other, the women's Royal Rumble very well. The men, again, were just an afterthought, and maybe they're saving that for SmackDown, where they make it really important on SmackDown. I don't know. But it's just, this was just very confusing for me. I mean, overall, it was a good show. It was semi-easy to watch. It did drag in places, but it was entertaining. It's better than what it has been in the past, but it was, like, there for a while. Like, really there for a minute coming into, for the last 2 weeks. It has been a stronger offering. They've regeared how they're writing things, how they're doing things, and then it's like, this week, we went right back to the same old stuff. And it's like, where did the good stuff go?
And we'll talk about this Thursday. The Rumble for the men is missing a star.
I keep telling you, he's sitting on his couch.
But you're missing missing stars for this Rumble. You're missing that hook for the men's Rumble, for the believable guy who's going to win. There's really one believable guy who can win this Rumble. We'll talk about that Thursday.
Yeah, but what else do we have going on?
We'll have an NXT TakeOver Phoenix preview as well on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. So there's that. You can check out the Rock Extra Reviews, Total Bell Season 4, Episode 2. Now available. Saturday Midnight-ish at CB Radio. We're doing movies on the Great and the Great Debate. Movies. It's going to be a very hard list. Saturday Night Midnight-ish. Great and the Great Debate.com. CB Radio Live.com. After the Royal Rumble, Russell Talk Radio will return to talk all about it. 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, for the Wild Post Show at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWARD.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. This has been the Raw Post Show, streaming live at twitch.tv/WTR Live, streaming live on TuneIn Radio, and streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.